Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you're here as in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
We may have a guy that came out of the portal in Trey Moore that ends up being one of the captains on this team. So talking specifically about a player within leadership, Sark was very effusive in his praise for Trey Moore. Said, a guy that's never even put the pads on until yesterday in a Texas uniform and still hasn't put full pads on. That's very rare that somebody gets praise like that. That's almost like Roschon Johnson praise for a guy that just transferred in from an hour down the road.
Yeah, I mean, he did use the term unbelievable.
Yes.
When describing what he's done for the program. I think overall, it's clear that it's another sign that the program's moving in the right direction, because what Sark pointed out, and I think fairly so, hey, what happens if Roschon Johnson has a bad day?
Right.
Then you're leaderless.
That's right.
You know, now you get 10 guys leading instead of two or one, you know. And
because to your point, Bobby, think about when Roschon went down with the ankle and some people said, is he out for the year? Because nobody knew. There's a 2-day period where he wasn't around.
Yeah.
Now, of course, he walked out there for the practice in Roschon Johnson form like Walt Frazier. But, I mean, look, if he wasn't there, that team lacked leadership that year.
Walt Frazier or Willis Reed?
Yeah.
Willis Reed.
Hey. Sorry, I went the wrong person. Congrats to Walt Frazier on making a state of the program incorrectly.
I love it. Hey, let's go on, because you mentioned Trey Moore.
Yeah.
And I think that leads us to the next position that we are, the next thing that we want to talk about. And that's the transfer portal, the newcomers. Jerry, Trey Moore, one of the guys you want to talk about. Who do you want to talk about?
Yeah, I think for me it's Nye Black, because wide receivers, tight ends that move like wide receivers are not very often found. Georgia had one of those guys in Brock Bowers. Texas has one of those guys now in Amari Nye Black. And you know, Jatavion Sanders is going to be a number two or number three tight end off the board, right? We're about to watch him work out. But Nye Black moves like a wide receiver at the tight end position. That gives Sark a new toy in his offensive scheme. It to stretch the field in a different way. And Jatavion was good after the catch and kind of weaving through traffic, almost like a running back setting up blocks at times. Amari Nye Black's going to hit the jet with his little jet pack on at 6'3", 220, and just try to absolutely put pressure on a defense. So the way Nye Black moved yesterday in the few routes we saw, I thought was different than any player Texas had at the tight end position, probably since your reference this morning, Bobby Boscaife.
Yeah, I want to circle back and ask this same question to you, CJ. But before we do that, I want to say thank you to our sponsor, Adam Lowy. Each and every state of the program brought to you by our friend Adam Lowy at the Lowy Law Firm. If you've been injured in a wreck, motorcycle accident, on the job, wherever, make sure you give Adam Lowy and his friend, his group a chance to talk to you before you do anything. He's got a free consultation. All you have to do is give him a call or reach out to him on online, lowylawfirm.com. Again, they do a completely free consultation and let you know whether or not they think you might be due compensation. CJ, I point the same question to you that I did just to Jerry. Okay. Where do you sit on one or two guys from the portal that you think are going to have an impact?
Yeah. The
the topic of the portal surrounds, or I guess revolves around, the wide receiver position and the offensive side of the ball with Nyblack when you include him as well. Isaiah Bond looked tremendous last night in the first practice. He was smooth in his routes. He showed great hands as well. The speed is something that you're really going to start seeing later on as these pads start getting put on as well. But there's a guy also in that position group that I think played third fiddle when you talk about his own position, and that was Matthew Golden. We didn't necessarily see a lot of him in that Houston offense being explosive going down the field. He had that big touchdown against Texas in that Houston game last year, but for most part, he was averaging, you know, about 8 yards a target down the field is where his money was made at Houston in that offense. He was a big underneath guy, a big catch after run guy. Yesterday, seeing what he can do running down the field in some of those posts, the goes, the corners, whatever it was, and the routes on air, he looked smooth, he looked quick, and he looked explosive coming off the ball. That's a guy to me that I think might have been flying under the radar 3 months away from, you know, whenever he joined this program. The other guy, and we mentioned it previously, back deep, Andrew Makuba. We watched that safety room kind of go through their weaving drills at the beginning of practice individually. Andrew Makuba looks like he can really go. And we knew that coming in from his time at Clemson, but the ability that he has to add to the coverage side of things from the Texas defense is going to be really, really impactful right away when he's on the field for the Longhorns.
So same question to you, Bobby. Portal transfers, who stood out to you yesterday? Kind of what were your thoughts after day one of practice?
My thoughts on day one is actually more on the whole from the portal. I thought they did a good job of mixing and addressing what they needed. To your point, CJ, it wasn't just one or two, right? And then they brought in, you know, frankly, you know, we talk about these guys, but Trey Moore.
Yeah.
And then you also go to Makuba, who I think is a missing piece. We saw him pick up a guy over the middle that he was natural at.
Right.
And you know, I was talking to somebody this morning, he's seen that play 1,000
yes.
times. I mean, not only in games, but in practice.
Yeah.
It was just, he saw it, he got it, and he's better. He's more athletic than Jaron Thompson.
Yes.
I mean, bottom line. And so, and he's more of a, he sees things better clearly than Keaton.
Natural is a good way to put it, Bobby. I think he just understands where to be, how to get there, and the instincts really kick in when you see him in a live situation.
Right. So my point on this, whether it's Nyblack or Trey Moore or Tia Savea,
yeah,
the defensive lineman, Texas filled needs.
Yeah.
And did it with high-quality players that are starter-level guys. The only guy that I don't think is starter-level may be the best-looking guy of the group, and that's Kendrick Blackshear.
Right.
I mean, we used to talk about how Anthony Wheeler
looked
like he
– Charlie Strong called Anthony Wheeler prison. I don't know what he would call Kendrick Blackshear. I mean, you know.
He
prison looked, walls? I don't know.
He looks like he – I mean, he's yoked.
Yeah.
He looks like he can be a bodybuilder.
Yeah.
That as a, and now, so his 260, it may actually impede his play and not be fast enough and quick enough. But he looks like a guy you want getting off the bus first.
Yeah. And against Michigan, yes. Kentucky, and Georgia, he has a place in this on this team and in this scheme.
I completely agree. And he might allow you to move Anthony Hill down to be a little bit better. But my point, what I see from the portal. They connected. They addressed what they needed, okay?
Yep.
And they did it in a good way. The next question I have there is going to be, are they going to be able to get another defensive tackle?
Right.
Because based on what I saw yesterday, just preliminarily, I think they're going to need it.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to some more questions. I really like the idea of we all three were there yesterday. We're going to be at you know, the next thing I have for you guys is overall athleticism.
Yeah.
Just 1 to 2 minutes. On where you saw overall athleticism for Texas, Jerry?
Most athletic Texas team I've seen in, I mean, 20 years.
More so than last year.
Yes, more so than last year as a whole. And I say that because, look, I mean, these guys, these class recruiting classes are a year older. They're another year under Torrey Beckman, 2022 classes in year three. The Arch Manning, 23 classes in year two. Then you look at the 17 early enrollees, the 7 guys out of the portal. I actually think this is going to be a faster team as a whole this year than what you saw last year. And it's not easy to go there if Makuba replaces Jaron Thompson.
No, it will be faster there, no doubt.
Faster at safety, okay? Faster at skill overall on offense because Amari Nye Black is going to be the fastest tight end Texas has had in quite some time. Jaden Blue, in a bigger role, is a faster running back.
And I agree.
Nobody's Jonathan Brooks, but they are going to be a more explosive, faster group of players on offense next year than they were this year. And, again, the safeties are going to be faster. I think secondary as a whole is going to be faster. And then you get to the new edge guys. And the quickness and twitch that's been brought in with Trey Moore and Colin Simmons, it's a faster, more athletic team than a year. Jure Bledsoe in year three playing more snaps is a more athletic team. That doesn't mean you're going to be better up front, but you're more athletic and faster.
What about you, CJ?
Yeah, the speed on the outside of the shell on both sides plus the size on the interiors is really what stands out to me. That offensive line, again, we've talked about the continuity with four or five returning from a year ago. Adding in Cam Williams, who was starting at the first team right tackle last night. Again, 330 pounds is the average weight of that offensive line. Coming off of a year in which all of them played together, I think really is going to help. Again, 330 pounds would be the second heaviest offensive line in the SEC. If there's questions about whether or not they're ready physically, throw them out the window because they are. And then on the defensive side of the ball, whether or not there needs to be an additional piece or not, there is size that can play in the SEC. You know, the smallest guys that you'll see, 295 on the interior when it comes to Dre Bledsoe and T.S. Vea, who played last year at 304. We probably can expect to get him back around the 300s or north of that by the time the season rolls around. With that said, even as an undersized interior defensive lineman, if you watch his tape at Arizona, that guy does not move at all in the run game. He is an anchor, and that's exactly what Texas is looking for when it comes to replacing Byron Murphy and Tavondre Sweat in the middle of their defensive line. And I thought on the edges and the tight end, I mean, you have that combination of speed and size, which is a big-time difference maker and game changer that Texas has necessarily been lacking over the last couple of years.
Where do you come out, Bobby?
I think they are more athletic. Yeah. I think the question I have, and I think this is fair, is losing Sweat in Murphy is so huge. And, you know, Sark in yesterday's press conference, he painted a better picture of the defensive tackle. He said we deserve more credit for who we are that right now than what people are, and like myself, are giving them, and many fans as well. And I agree with him. I agree with Sark in that regard. Where I come out, though, is, man, that's losing a lot. And so that's losing a lot of athleticism, yeah, is my point.
Yeah.
Like, people don't realize, Tavondre Sweat, for as big as he was, he's athletic.
Yeah. He made plays outside his gap.
Yeah, exactly. Byron Murphy, if you can't call him anything, you call him athletic.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I think the team overall is more athletic. It's a different story at defensive tackle right now, before the transfer portal opens, et cetera. All right, a couple more questions. Strongest position on the team, day one.
It's offensive line for me. I mean, and maybe that's too much of a given because there was no depth for so long, Bobby, but realize that you had 17 guys out there essentially yesterday that you said, okay, if you asked all these guys to protect Quinn or Arch in a scrimmage, you'd feel comfortable with those guys protecting them.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
In a scrimmage. Protecting your franchise pieces in a scrimmage. I think Texas has really good depth, and some of it's unproven in game, right? And it's going to always be unproven in game when you have 17 guys, 16 guys. But the depth on the offensive line, when you're sitting there, when we're sitting there saying, Malik Ogbo is your jumbo tight end, yet he's a third-team left guard. You have really good depth on the off. When Brandon Baker comes in and he's a third team right tackle instead of second, which he would have been past years, you have really good. You've built good depth on your offensive line.
Kelvin Banks had to start as a true freshman.
Yep,
and he's not that far off athletically from what Kelvin Banks is yep. was. I mean, that's my opinion. What about you, CJ?
Yeah, I'll go opposite. Opposite side of the ball. I really liked what I saw from the safety group. And, you know, you return a guy with Michael Taft who had three straight games with an interception. Derek Williams, by the end of the year, was your most, I guess, reliable coverage guy back deep. You add Andrew Makubu, who's a freshman All-American, 3 years of experience. And then, you know, you start adding those other pieces. Jordan Johnson-Rubel, who's kind of splitting that nickel in safety. And Xavier Fields, to me, wins, you know, the underwear Olympics, as Sarkisian said yesterday. He looked the part, and that fifth guy in line is Jelani McDonald, who we've talked about being one of the most pound-for-pound athletically impressive-looking kids on the entire roster. So I loved what I saw when, you know, seeing them go through the weave drills, the break and acceleration, the cuts with Blake Gideon yesterday. I think if they can piece together a good spring, that's going to be one of your focal points defensively.
You know what they have a good mix of? They have a good mix of adults in the room and guys on the come.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You know what I mean? I can see why you went there.
Blake Gideon wasn't cussing as much in practice yesterday, so that's a very good sign for the safety position. He wasn't clearly frustrated and F-bombing.
That's a sign of a good group, isn't it?
Last question for the panel before we have to get going for the pro day that starts a little bit here. Most impressive freshman for you, CJ. I want you to start.
I think we're all going to have the same answer.
I think so, too. It was Ryan Wingo for me. Just the plays that he was able to make as we were walking out of practice yesterday, leaping across the middle, eluding a couple defenders. I mean, he just looked like he stepped on the field right away and could be an instant game changer if Texas needed it. Now, there is a crowded room to the field, crowded path. Again, just being able to watch him move as effortlessly as he was at 6'2 with a 10.6 speed, I mean, he looked mighty impressive yesterday.
Ditto. Go ahead, Bobby.
Ditto.
Go ahead,
Bobby. No, I'll go. Look, I don't think for me he was definitely one. I think he's as talented a receiver Texas has recruited since Roy Williams.
Yeah.
Now I don't know that he's a top five pick like Roy, but I think he's definitely a potential. Now this is if he matures,
right.
If he works hard, you could look at him and say, okay, you project as a top 15 pick. He's that talented and that physically gifted. Now. Whether he produces like that, there's a lot of road ahead of him to make that path. But to y'all's point, that's where I'm at. Other than him,
I was gonna throw a different one out there just so we had two answers. I'm actually gonna go Christian Clark.
Oh, interesting.
Because physically, he looks like an NFL player.
Yep.
I mean, and he's still got – hey, look, running back's an instinctive position. We saw him catch a ball yesterday. CJ got a really good video of that. He actually had to adjust – Arch's ball was thrown off the outside shoulder when he was running a little bit of slant in. So he made a good adjustment there, continued full stride. But these guys still have to go carry the football inside zone against with Power 5 offensive linemen in their vision and defensive linemen shooting gaps, right? So you still got to see, okay, does jump cut, skip cut, does it translate? I think it will. But what certainly looked translatable headed to the SEC was Christian Clark's frame now, and think about where he'll be a year from now. That guy is going to be 5'11", 225, 230, maybe maxed out, Bobby, hopefully 225 for him. But he's going to be extremely well put together. And if you say, okay, this guy's got good feet in the hole, okay, and he catches a football. Oh, and by the way, which Bobby loved, he played linebacker in high school. Those running backs tend to be really, really good players if they stay healthy.
I would love to know what he squats naturally.
All three of us on his shoulders.
Yeah. Exactly.
I don't know what that total is, but it's
– Hey, Bobby, if I can add one more. Zeno Umeozulu off the edge
looked
very physically impressive yesterday. Can he translate that success on the field? That'll be the question this spring. 6'5", 255, that roster didn't lie. He looked mighty impressive physically.
Yeah, Colin Simmons as well looked good. I think it's a good-looking group of freshmen. I wrote an article this morning for OnTexasFootball.com. Please check that out. Alex January, I thought, looked good. Hell, Brandon Baker and Daniel Cruz.
Daniel Cruz looks tremendous.
Yeah, I mean, so there's a bunch of guys. Y'all go check that out if you would. I want to say thanks one more time to our sponsor, Adam Lowy, the Lowy Law Firm. Again, if you've been injured in a car wreck, motorcycle accident, RV, what have you, give Adam and his group a ring. or reach out to them online, loweatlawfirm.com, the thing with Adam and his group. They give a free consultation before you have to make any decisions about what you're going to do about being in that accident. Give Adam and his group a chance to earn your business if you're so inclined. All right, last thing I want to ask you guys. We get to go see him again on Thursday. They're going to have the second practice with a media availability. What are y'all looking forward to on Thursday?
My first thing I'm going to look for is, are all the guys out there practicing? Were there any minor nicks, anything, any soreness? Because Freddie DuBose was the only guy I saw yesterday that wasn't full speed. Colton Vosick was. Peyton Kirkland was. Maybe unexpected.
Will Randall
was. So, I mean, that's kind of what I'm going to be looking for initially is, are all the same guys on the practice field today that were day one?
CJ?
Yeah, just building that rapport with the receivers. You know, I think that's going to be mighty important. A lot of guys Quinn hasn't really thrown the football to aside from throwing sessions in the bubble or at DKR this winter. Just making sure that ball stays clean. You know, we saw a couple drops, a couple underthrows, whether or not that was anything to do with them just not knowing each other or just first day nerves. Just getting that cleaned up as spring progresses is going to be something I look forward to.
Good stuff. I am interested to see how Quinn connects. Maybe we'll see a little bit more of the offensive line. I'll leave y'all with this. Maybe the best looking guy that I didn't expect to look that much better was DJ Campbell.
Yeah.
DJ Campbell looks better than he did a year ago. And that's absolutely impressive because he's already an impressive physical specimen. All right. That'll do it for today's State of the Program. Thank you to Jerry Hamilton and CJ Vogel. The bubble right behind us. We're on UT's campus. For CJ and Jerry, I'm Bobby Burton. This has been this week's State of the Program. Welcome.